The four primary contests for state House seats representing Anchorage districts were divided equally, two among Democrats and a pair for the Republicans. There were no Senate primary contests in Anchorage. District 30 in southeast Anchorage hosted the closest primary. Kevin Meyer's decision to give up his House seat produced three candidates and a primary contest between Republicans Charisse Millett and Bruce Webb. Millett received 1,324 votes, or 51%, to Webb's 1,269. Millett will face Democrat Linda Zog in the general election. The second Republican primary race took place in House District 32 between incumbent Mike Hawker and Brian Richardson. Hawker had 67% of the votes and will now seek a fourth term against Democrat challenger Mike Kenney. In the District 23 primary race, Democrat incumbent Les Guerra collected nearly 90% of the votes cast to defeat fellow party member Chris Constant. It was Constant's first run for public office. With no other candidates registered for the District 23 House race, that means Guerra has no opposition in November and will serve a fourth term in the State House of Representatives. Guerra says his street-by-street campaigning in and around the demands of the special legislative sessions on the gas pipeline at AGEA brought home a new dominant concern in his district.
We always talk about the state issues, gas line issues, things like that. I think I learned more than anything that people are having a hard time paying their bills. We suspected it, but with gas at $4.50 a gallon, with heat twice what it cost 2 years ago, there are a lot of people having a hard time. You know, I think it begs the question, what's the state's long-term plan?
Anchorage's fourth primary race pitted Democrats Bronson Fry and Randy Roustette vying for the chance to face Republican Ron Jordan for the District 29 seat. The district was formerly represented by Republican Ralph Samuels, who decided not to seek a fourth term. Both Fry and Roustette are first-time office seekers. Fry, who is in his mid-20s, defeated his primary opponent with over 70% of the votes. Just because Anchorage had only four primary contests doesn't mean that other candidates weren't out in force yesterday. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, four of them, with followers, were waving placards at one east side intersection alone. Incumbent District 21 Representative Harry Crawford, Democrat, and his November challenger, Republican Gene Brokaw, were sharing one corner of Northern Lights Boulevard and Boniface Parkway. Senate District K incumbent Betty Davis, Democrat, was there too. Across the street was her general election opponent, Republican Dave Harbor. Harbor said, although technically not facing one another yesterday, each candidate had a primary election goal.
This is an uncontested primary for my opponent and myself, so I think both of us would probably just like to see a decent showing coming out of the primary, showing that there's, you know, a decent level of support on each side, and that's the way certainly we feel about it on this side.
Crawford said a primary vote can translate into a campaign dollar.
It does. I mean, you really have to get out here and work this, because if you don't show up well in this, then it's going to be hard to fundraise, obviously. So fundraising's key to success.
In yesterday's still unofficial results, Crawford received about 1,800 votes, Brokaw 2,000 plus, Harbor around 3,200, and Davis about 3,300. Two Anchorage incumbents were completely unopposed this year, Hollis French for Senate District M and Nancy Dahlstrom for House District 18. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.